The next program item is about the power of partnerships. We talked about and we celebrate partnerships. We just talked about some of them, but I left this one out of the report because it's one that we will be talking about long into the future. And this partnership has to do with a big idea, a really big idea. But we haven't ever shied away from those big ideas. And in order to beat this big idea, we've brought together a long-standing technology company in the blindness field, an even longer-standing organization that's been committed to raising expectations in the education realm for the blind, and of course, America's transformative membership organization of blind people. And together, we will give new wings to literacy for blind people. Here to talk about the power, the magic of partnerships are the president of HumanWare, Bruce Miles, and the president of the American Printing House for the Blind, Craig Medor.
We'll just bounce back and forth tag team on the mics up here. Good afternoon. For those who don't know me, and that's probably many of you, I'm Dr. Craig Medor at the American Printing House for the Blind, and I am in my seventh year there, and that's not important. But what's important is about 6 years ago, we decided at the American Printing House we had to do business a little different. So many of you grew up with APH products, and you used them in schools, and they helped you get through your education, and we're very proud to have been a part of that. But we decided we'd go back to our original mission at APH, which, if you look at the charter of APH, says you have a responsibility not just to school-age students, but to adults and to families. And with that, we changed our vision a little bit. We created this vision tagline of about an accessible world with opportunity for everyone. But the reality in being so bold in that vision is we knew we could never achieve that vision without having solid partners. So, as President Riccobono has said, I am on the stage here with one of our great partners, and that is Bruce Miles and the team at HumanWare. So I'm going to hand this over to Bruce right now.
Thank you so much, Craig. So good afternoon, NFB. It is good to be back here in person. The last time I had a chance to present and to see everybody was in 2019 in Las Vegas. So thanks to President Riccobono for giving us this opportunity to speak with everybody again. This is my third time doing this in front of this large crowd. I guess the first two went okay, or I wouldn't be back the third time. But I'll tell you, it doesn't get any less intimidating. So it's quite a sight to be up here. Congratulations as well to NFB, the organizing team, for choosing another amazing location in New Orleans. Yeah. Woo. So this is my first time here in New Orleans, so I did a little bit of exploring. And I guess I was initiated pretty heavily on Wednesday, where I had to have this hurricane drink in the French Quarter. So that what I found out after, I think there's 4 ounces of rum in each drink. So if you haven't had one yet, be careful. As mentioned, so my name is Bruce Miles. I've been with HumanWare for 6 years, and I was appointed CEO last September. And I'm absolutely thrilled to work for HumanWare. It's a company that has had a very clear and powerful mission for 34 years to provide the tools that blind people use to accomplish their life goals, or as the NFB says, live the lives you want. This is a mission that can only be accomplished with the support of the membership of the NFB and the very committed people that I work with at HumanWare. We've been very fortunate to have some great leaders at HumanWare. Some of the names you may know, Russell Smith, Jim Halliday, and Gilles Pepin, who outside of Quebec is, I think, Giles Pepin, but you might know him by that name. And I'm truly honored, really, to continue the journey of these amazing leaders. I'm sure many of you knew Jim Halliday, who unfortunately passed away in May of this year. Yeah, that's kind of sad. And Jim was a great person. He dedicated his career to the field. He created the HumanWare name, and he built the culture of HumanWare. It's a culture that puts the human before the technology, and that's how he used to talk about the company. So we want to make sure now that Jim and his legacy will be remembered. So we're pleased to announce that HumanWare will rename our NFB scholarship program in his honor, and we're going to double the amount of annual scholarships that we have from 2 to 4. So we're really happy about that. Yeah, thank you. So every success at HumanWare has been made possible by working with others. You know, whether it's including the voice and the experience of blind people or partnering with organizations that have strong knowledge of blindness. And there's no better example that I can think of than our recent work with APH. In the past 5 years, we've been creating great products together: the Matte Connect, the Braille Trail Reader, the Chameleon Braille Display, and the Mantis Braille Display. Yeah, these are really nice products. We've also worked with APH on other initiatives like CodeJumper and Good Maps. And we work well together in partnership, so you know we play off each other's strengths, I would say. And HumanWare has a very strong understanding of technology and customer needs, and APH has huge experience in Braille and education. So I'm going to have Craig talk a little bit about the partnership.
All right. Hang on to that word partnership, because that'll be very important in just a second. Because we're here to talk about partnerships and why they are so important if you want to get anything done. We like to say partnerships are magic. And we're going to talk specifically about the partnership that we have formed with NFB and with HumanWare. We've had very successful partnerships with NFB. We love working together with this group. You've helped us out with the Braille Monitor, with CodeJumper technology, with a lot of technology testing. You are our mainline testers, and we appreciate that because you let us know when we get it right, and you have let us know when we have really missed the mark, and that is so important. We also appreciate the advocacy of the NFB. We have so many projects in the works, including we're really excited about the new museum that's coming to the NFB because APH also has a museum that we are getting ready to start on a multi-year remodel, and we look forward to this partnership that will run in parallel, that where we'll be able to support the NFB's Museum of Blind People's Movements, and we look forward to that synergy that will exist between these sister museums, and we can hoping to share exhibits and promotions and programming, and I think it's really going to tell this beautiful story about the movement as well as the education that went alongside of it. But the partnership we're talking about today is for a very specific dream. And it's a dream that we've had at APH, it's been at NFB, it's been at HumanWare, and it's been with many other companies and groups out there in the field of education and rehab. But it's going to need partnerships in order to make this magic happen. So we have passed out these wands. Some of you have wands sitting next to you. All right, so if you haven't already, there towards the base of the wand, that's the fat part, there is a little piece of plastic sticking out. Feels like a piece of paper. Go ahead and pull that out because that will activate your battery. And there's a button on the side of the wand. And it's really obnoxious. And that's okay. I'm an educator, state of Washington. So we are going to use this obnoxious wand. And you're going to keep us honest. Every time we use the word, man, this is obnoxious. Every time we hear the word partner or partnership, push that button and wave your wand. If you've got a wand, hold it up high. I want to see the wand. Oh, my gosh. 10 points for Gryffindor. Okay, here we go. All right. Partnerships are magic. Oh, you're good at this. I'm going to be honest. It's easier to go alone. It is. It's faster. It's more convenient. Partnerships are not easy because you have different ideas. You have different philosophies. and you have egos. But we decided 5 years ago at APH that we will never get to where we need to be as an agency until we get rid of that idea and commit to the idea of partnerships. Oh, I love that. That's powerful. Alexander Graham Bell said that great discoveries and improvements involve the cooperation of many minds. Partnerships defy math. It's more than just addition. It's a multiplication. The algorithm is huge. When you collaborate, it divides the task. It multiplies the success. Partnerships make the impossible possible. Only through teamwork can common people achieve uncommon results. Partnerships create new knowledge. When you cooperate with others, you learn more from others than you knew you thought you could. And partnerships make dreams a reality. And we know that. The only way you can take an idea and manifest it in this world that we have is through partnerships. So we're talking about partnerships. We're talking about magic, but what is the magic we're talking about? We are talking about the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail, a tablet with both multi-line braille and graphics. Now, this is not a new idea. You've heard about this from many people for many years. We owe a great debt to every company, individual that has thought of this, has talked it over with their colleagues. I think of companies like Bristol Braille in the UK, which developed the first multi-line braille display and also proved it could be made affordable. Years ago, we partnered with Orbit on the graffiti and had some good results. But we knew that if we were, the start and stop is pretty typical in the development field. And this is what has led us to now. The world has not gone backward from remote technology. Pandemic changed all that. So why, as a field and as a society, have we told our students, our people, go back to the way things were? This technology is not for you. We've got to change that ideology. We got to move things forward. A year and a half ago, we went out looking for a technology partner who was willing to invest their money, go 50-50 with us on the research and development of this device. Humanware came calling, and we were excited because this is a scary proposition. We also wanted an agency to partner with us that represented the blind and all the interests of the field of blindness and low vision. And so we partnered with NFB. And that is huge. So I'm going to let Bruce come up, talk a little more about the specifics. He'll talk about the technology, which I don't understand. I have people who do that for me. But keep listening. I have my wand, so.
Great. Thanks, Craig. So why is Humanware interested in this project? When APH released the request for information for the Dynamic Tactile Device Project, I mean, this sounded like an incredible challenge. Something that fits perfectly within the DNA of Humanware. I mean, our company was excited when we read this. We said, this is incredible. We have to get involved. As you probably know, we have a long legacy in innovation in Braille. In the year 2000, like 22 years ago, if you can believe it, we introduced the first version of our all-in-one Braille note taker. Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, great. And today, the Braille Note Touch continues to be the primary Braille device for thousands of students and professionals around the world. We also continue to innovate with our new Brilliant line of Braille displays, which we've just recently updated. Yeah. And they were initially launched 18 years ago. We could see clearly, you know, the future that APH envisioned in their proposal, and it was really nothing short of a revolution in electronic Braille that would transform the Braille experience for everyone around the world. So, of course, we wanted to be part of this. We also knew that the technology was now available to build this game-changing product, and we found the right partners to be able to do it. So we've developed our own powerful Braille technology platforms and software, but then we also went and found new partners and innovative partners like Dot. Oh, you got that thing good with the wands. That's it. So we found Dot, a company from Korea that build like a really brand new type of Braille cell technology, which I'll talk about in a second. And they've really allowed us to kind of move forward with this as well. I'll tell you a little bit about the dynamic tactile device. Hopefully, won't bore you with the technical specs, but the device will have 10 lines of 32 cells of Braille. Yeah, and it's going to be capable of combining tactile graphics on the same surface. So to put this into perspective, this is a 320 characters of Braille on one device that's going to weigh less than a typical gaming laptop, so very portable. And like I said, we can achieve much of this because of the technology innovations of our partner. So Dot, they have a new Braille cell that's much smaller, thinner, and lighter than anything that exists today. And the tablet's going to be a smart device, so all the functions that you will need will be included on the tablet. It will be connected to the internet and other devices wirelessly. So then we looked at, well, how are we going to use this device? And with APH as our partner, one of the priority use cases is with students with immediate access to textbooks. And this is an issue that I was quite shocked to learn about, but I'm sure many of you experienced challenges when you were in school of not getting your textbooks on time. You know, they're difficult to navigate, and you have to carry around these huge Braille volumes. Has anyone here experienced that? Yeah, I figured. And APH actually gave me an example of this, which I was surprised, that they created an algebra book textbook last year that cost over $30,000 to make, and it took 13 months to put it together, which is not unusual, apparently, and it ended up at, like, in 41 volumes. And I mean, I saw a picture of this, and if you stack up the 41 volumes, it's actually taller than the student. I mean, it's really quite daunting to have to carry that around. So to make these books available on the dynamic tactile device, we have to solve a number of other problems. And APH is working with Braille authorities around the world, along with the NFB, to define a new electronic Braille standard called EBRF. And the EBRF will provide properly formatted Braille and also give you the same navigation capabilities that you have with DAISY or EPUB books. So, for example, if the teacher says, turn to page 42 or jump to chapter 7, it will be as simple as pressing like a go to command on your DTD. Nice. But the most exciting aspect of the EBRF file type is that it will be able to combine the text of a book with the graphics created by a tactile graphics artist. So when the text says review figure B, for example, it will be right there. You just double tap on the figure B and you immediately see the tactile graphic. And there's more. You know, where the dream really comes true is as soon as the Braille transcriber has finished a section of a book, it doesn't have to go through this time-consuming process of embossing, binding, packaging, and shipping. The transcriber simply clicks a submit button and the book section is now immediately available to the student or the TBI. But we will also make sure that the DTD can be used in your work environment and other life activities as well. So you'll be able to send images from a smartphone or computer to the DTD and be able to create and author your own tactile graphics. musicians, if there's musicians in the audience, will be able to read multi-line Braille music. And for any software engineers, we'll be able to read multiple lines of code at once and be able to kind of feel the user interface they're creating. So what else can you think of? We're really interested in hearing more from you. We've heard so many ideas already, like tactile board games, maps and floor plans for navigation, PowerPoint presentations, spreadsheets, multi-line math, interactive sports games, viewing an amoeba under an electronic microscope. Yeah, somebody actually wanted to do that. Or, planets through a telescope. Can you imagine how cool that would be? And we still don't know all the possibilities, and frankly, the possibilities are endless. That's why in the spirit of partnership... Oh, you're still with that? Okay. I kind of died down for a minute, but okay. So in the spirit of partnership, we will be inviting software engineers to build apps and experiences for the DTD, and we can't wait to partner with future innovators to create experiences we've never even thought of. So now I'll turn you back over to Craig.
All right, simple question. Do we need a multi-line Braille display? Do we need a tactile graphics display? Or finally, do you really need a display that supports you as a professional, or a student, or a musician, or an artist, or people engaged in all aspects of life? All right, that's a trick question. We call that rhetorical. Of course we do. So let's talk a moment. So that's the Holy Braille. But a tablet by itself does us no good. We need to have a Holy Braille highway. Technology is one piece. We're committed. Now here's where NFB comes in big time. APH and Humanware are committed to our roles that we play within the field. We can rally the field, but we are not representative leaders of blind people. NFB does that. Yeah. NFB represents all blind people, and as President Riccobono said today, even those people that are not yet members. That's a partner we need at the table as we go forward. And these partnerships are important to all of us. My promise to you at APH, and I'm echoing this for Bruce as well at Humanware, is we can't and we won't develop this without the input of blind people. And not just the technology or the development and the testing, but every aspect. The electronic Braille-ready file, which is being developed with partners from all over the world, the electronic tactile graphics standards, the training that will be developed, the software development, the testing, customer support, and advocacy for funding will be a partnership. Because this DTD will require a complete ecosystem of support, and we need the blind movement to make that happen. Our goal is to get these into your hands, but I'm telling you right now that they will not be cheap. So we're going to need help in advocating for funding, both for students and Voc Rehab, for starters. But our goal is to create and find a way to provide low-cost and perhaps even free available public access to devices like these. We need to make sure these devices get into the hands of our students for beginners. And so as a result, we are going after additional federal funding. And we're hopeful that our community and our partners will join us in advocating for additional appropriations to make that a reality. We're going to Congress, we're going to the Department of Ed, and we're going to the administration to make that happen. So this isn't, even though this is three wonderful partners, this isn't just about three partners, because our partners are many. This is a worldwide movement, and everyone around the globe is watching and depending on us to make this happen.
I'll start the sentence with, in closing, and I think President Riccobono wants to hear that, so the end is near, so that's good. So I would say in closing that, you know, I know you've heard all of this before because I've heard it all before. You know, I know you've seen many impressive videos and tablet prototypes before. I know many promises have been made before, and I know there's been disappointment before. The difference this time, though, is no one is trying to do this alone, and most importantly, we will not do it without you. This is about all of us working together to achieve this dream and giving you, the user of this technology, the power to guide your own destiny, and that's why this time it will be different. Oh, thank you. I can give you my assurances that the technology is possible, and in fact, tomorrow from noon to 1:45 p.m., you can see examples of the technology at work, and you'll be able to experience this at the APH booth, or the HumanWare booth, or the DOT booth in the exhibit hall. And of course, we're interested in your feedback as you try this, and we've also been conducting focus groups throughout the week, so we've gotten lots of great feedback. So it takes more than technology to make a revolutionary project a success. It takes a movement of people committed to success, to breaking barriers, to finally transform ideas to reality. So with you as our partner and our guide, we can deliver the Holy Braille technology that you've been promised and have been waiting for. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.